It's 5 minutes with me.
Hello, people. It is Marco, and you are listening to 5 minutes with Marco. We are in week three of our four-week mini-series that I'm calling Nuggets, and these are disconnected thoughts. Hopefully, one or two of them will stir your thinking a little bit. Today, we have six nuggets. Oh, my gosh, count them, six. Here we go. Nugget one, smaller churches have a shorter pathway to excellent youth ministry. The larger you get, the more complex things become, and the greater the temptation to trust in resources, technology, and robust and creative programming to transform lives. If you're doing youth ministry in a small or smaller church, stop apologizing and stop envying the resources of larger youth ministries. Celebrate the core of a great youth ministry, a caring, Jesus-y adult spending time with a smallish group of teenagers. Nugget two, most common reasons for tensions between youth workers and their churches or their pastors or bosses are just these two things. Number one, unstated expectations. And number two, misaligned values. I've seen it over and over and over again. And the truly sad thing is that both of these are preventable in the majority of cases. Nugget three. This one's a little connected to the last nugget. In my coaching groups, I regularly try to help youth workers navigate tension and conflict with their church leadership, whether it's a senior pastor or other leadership. Here's a quick list of practices that can help prevent conflict or help you navigate it if it already exists. Continually clarify and unearth expectations. Exercise curiosity, looking for the positive intent. Be honest with myself about my own motives, desires, and dreams. Exercise full disclosure, even when it feels like the wrong move in the short run. Look at your own contribution to any failure, even if it was only 10% of the problem. Hold these two things in tension. One, don't add drama. Don't take things personally. Don't assume motive. And two, enter courageously into places of conflict. Nugget four, if I could rewrite and re-release my 2008 book, Youth Ministry 3.0, I would cut the current sixth and final chapter and replace it with a chapter that focuses on four things. Embracing these four things, I'm convinced, is the pathway to a vibrant youth ministry in 2022. Or 2023. Of course, there are plenty of other issues and practices we should consider, but these four are common ground. One, embrace change as normative. Lean into it. Two, develop a culture of experimentation. Three, cultivate the skill and practice of collaborative discernment. And four, contextualize. Nugget number five, I spin plates. I'm really good at it. You know what I mean? I have so many tasks and projects and ideas that demand my attention and focus. They require that I keep reaching toward them, giving them a little spin to keep them from crashing to the ground. Someone once asked me if my concern was that I wouldn't know what to do if one or more of the plates crashed to the ground. But that's not really my issue. The issue for me is that I've often not been convinced I would know who I am in a deep inner life sort of way if the plates no longer required spinning. After all, plate spinner has become too much of an identity for me. Maybe like me, you're a youth worker. You passionately pour yourself into the projects and people of youth ministry, but that's not who you are. Do you know that at a deep level? Do you know that you are so much more than what you do? I've been on a long journey to separate who I am from what I do, or as a wise person said to me, to turn both who I am and what I do over to the transformational redemptive work of God's Spirit. So if you hear a loud ripping sound coming from San Diego, you can assume it's me. Want to join me? Nugget six, a former coaching program participant called the other day with frustration about his regular youth ministry retreats and how they've become program focused ends to themselves. He said it was just offer a programmed retreat and that's a win. And he was wondering about scrapping them completely. But good change rarely involves throwing the baby out with the bathwater. Sometimes programs need to be shut down, but often they simply need to be retooled and revisioned. This youth worker had done major work with a team to discern their ministry values. So my input was, strip away all assumptions about what a retreat is. Admittedly, this is not easy when you've done it the same way for many years. Then, with your mini ministry values in front of you, build a retreat that optimizes the rocket fuel of time away together as a means of fully embodying your ministry values. Programs are just programs, not evil, but not the goal. The question is, how can we more fully lean into our values?
The Youth Cartel Podcast Network.